just had an idea. So we got Will, No Lock, Chad, Chris, Kevin, David holding forever on the same topic of national security. I apologize to you. We're going to get to you right now with Stuart Rhodes. But then after these callers on the board, we're going to open the phones up for people in Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland with the revolt and the awakening happening. And you got to have your own country access code. That's all you got to know is your country exit code and then the number that we put on screen for you. Because there's no reason to have a 1-800 number at the new network because everything's basically free calls or with your basic service. But let's put the number on screen. All future callers, and you can't call in right now because the lines are full, but as soon as your callers hang up, we're only taking calls from the UK. Let's put that number on screen, please, so that everybody can call us from Ireland, from England, from Wales, or from Scotland. Is our computer down or we put that on screen? There it is. So your country exit code and then 1-512-266-0642. Just your country exit code and 1-512-266-0642. We'll leave that on screen. Your country exit code. All right, Stuart, I swear we're going to these calls at 6 after. I've been ranting and raving. It's been a great discussion. We're just all with a map like pinball here. What else is in your radar in this short segment before we go to these phone calls?
Well, I think it is important for us to focus on President Trump. I believe that he is being set up. I think that the deep state, like you just had Cornyn come out and admit that he, you know, really doesn't like Trump. He was just playing along. That's what they do. And I think the same goes for Lindsey Graham and all the rest of them. I believe they want MAGA to fail. They want the president to lose the midterms and lose the control of the House and Senate so they can finally be rid of MAGA. I think President Trump, in a way, it might be good. It might wake him up to what's really being done to him. We need to focus on him, on getting him to stand up and get back to the Trump that we elected, back to his campaign promises, back to his mission. So I think we need to, you know, do the best we can. Not saying kiss his ass, blow smoke, but just say, President Trump, you know, you were saved in Butler. If I could talk to him right now, I'd say, President Trump, God saved you in Butler. That was a miracle to save our country. And you've got to get back to that mission. And you got to set aside everything else. And you're being manipulated and steered into doing the exact opposite. They're running the clock out on you. Their whole goal is to distract you and weaken you and run the clock out until you're gone without going after them. He needs an aggressive attorney general right now. It should not be Todd Blanche. He needs to have an aggressive attorney general. Maybe it should be Peter Tichtin. I don't know. I would say Ivan Reitman, frankly. But you need to have that as your focus, is taking down the deep state. And frankly, the same goes with Secretary of Defense. I just watched a Pete Hegseth speech he gave during the first administration from the King David Hotel in Israel, talking about building the third temple and how that's one of his goals. So I think Pete Hegseth is not the right guy for the job anymore. So this is the dividing line.
Totally, he's in like esoteric Judaism. And he's got the Jerusalem cross on his chest. It's like, dude, what side, you know, but going back
and
to
I
this.
I used to love that, but now it's like, okay, what you really are is a Zionist.
Yeah, Hegseth's a very likable guy, and I think he believes in what he's doing. He's a true believer, but
sure. He's
wrong. So yeah. We don't hate him. We're just worried about him. So expanding on this, clearly they're setting Trump up to lose the midterms. He's starting to figure it out, but every time he starts to try to do an exit ramp, he gets pulled back in with these new strikes on Iran. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, he's been manipulated like crazy. And so he needs to just make a decision and be the commander in chief. He needs to tell Netanyahu, go stuff it. We're going to pull our troops back and let Israel fight their own fight on its own. Well, he needs to refocus on the deep state. What is the point of whatever outcome, whether you believe, even if you believe that you must, you know, fight the mullahs and take down their I frankly agree with the first strike. Let's get rid of their capacity for developing a nuclear weapon. I don't trust any fatwa that one of their corrupt leaders. They could just do a fatwa and then change their mind the next day. So I was fine with that. But after that, he's being sucked into this war for a purpose, which is to weaken him, weaken our economy, distract him, destroy the MAGA base, and destroy his movement, and then eventually destroy our country.
Yeah, so, don't you remember back in June last year? I'm not tooting my horn, but a year ago I told you, I said Stuart's a setup for total war. And you're like, yeah, well, the Mullahs are scum. I think this is just a way to defuse it. I said, I hope you're right.
Well, you were right. And they are scum. So the two could be true at the same time.
No, it's totally true. Well, yeah. I'm surprised you don't love the Mullahs. I know I do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ooh. Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the prism cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I finally decided, because it's people have already figured it out, it's already out there, and I don't ever violate a confidence if it's not illegal. When I'm given information, I don't give out the sources. But at the same time, the real history of Q needs to be known. And I'm sick of people thinking they know what I know. And I'm told Stuart down in confidence because he's, you know, been a political prisoner, lawyer, you know, Yale law graduate, really smart guy. His view on it. Before we go to these calls, just briefly, I just kind of filled you in during the short break. You were saying just release it now. But it's a big deal. And I don't want to try to be mean to anybody. I just know it's been co-opted. They're using the similar technology, not Trump, but the kind of the Obama MI6 now that hijacked it. And it's in the Epstein files that they were running it with, you know, somebody very well known with Epstein. And that's who tried to recruit me into it through their people at the White House. And I just really want to bring this out, but I also want to think about how we do it. Stuart Rhodes.
No, I think it's too important. I err on the side of disclosure because it's being used right now and similar continuity government nonsense. You know, Trump's, you know, was always the president. I forget the guy's name, but, you know, the military has always been in charge. Same kind of nonsense being put out there that makes people sit back and just wait and trust the plan. We don't have time to do that. So I think it's more important to get people to realize they're being played and to not just sit and wait. That's more important than anything else.
You think I ought to release names?
Yes, I think you should tell everybody. But look, man, this is just too important not to tell the truth now. It's coming out anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and just rip the Band-Aid off and say exactly what happened and how it happened so that we can help these people to wake up.
Well, now that I've said this, I have to. I don't know. I might do it this hour. I'm definitely going to do it tomorrow. I want to talk to Kurt Metzger because...
Do it right now.
Well, Metzger figured it out from the emails. When I saw them, I think he probably saw more than I did. He spent a lot of time reading them. I don't know how he figured it out. I mean, it's hidden in plain view, but he figured it out exactly. And so I'm going to talk to him after the show today, but I think just for security issues, people are not going to be happy about this.
Tough.
I mean, one time
they should have come out themselves. When it got hijacked, the ones who originally set it up for good intent should have come out and said, it's been hijacked. We're letting you know what happened to the American people. Don't fall for it. They didn't do that. So as far as I'm concerned, they were derelict in their duty.
Well, they did call me and say, it's been hijacked. But, you know, you can tell people that, but don't say, you know.
Right.
And then I got blasted, of course. I mean, all I'm doing is trying to do my job. And I don't like giving up sources. It's just like I got a call 6 days after Kirk was killed. Go ahead, make your point.
I'm sorry, you just broke up.
No, but going back to this, remember 6 days after Kirk was killed, I get a call by a person in the cabinet meeting, and it was a lot of people in there, so it was safe to, you know, say cabinet person. They said, no, it's okay to say that it was a cabinet meeting. It was like 50 people in there or so. And they said, listen, this is unsafe for us to say, but you can tell people the Capitol Hill came in and yelled at Joe Kent, that a national counterterrorism and the head of oversight, Tulsi Gabbard, and that Cash Patel said, you're not supposed to look at domestic intelligence, even though that's what it's set up for, to share that over the agencies. And I don't want to look at any foreign involvement or any accomplices. And they wanted that out. So I put that out. Months later, it came out. Indeed, the day I said it, it all happened, of course. So I'm just a conduit. They know that'll put stuff out from good sources. But at the same time, it wasn't Joe Kent gave me the information. Wasn't Roger Stone. Roger won't even talk to me now because they think it's Roger giving me stuff. Wasn't Roger. It was. And I made another call to somebody I knew who confirmed it as well. My point is I don't make stuff up. And so this Q right. thing, the reason I'm going to bring this out is it's already coming out. And so I kind of feel like, okay, now that other people figured it out in the Epstein emails, I don't think that is a violation of confidence that at this day and time, plus I feel it's a moral imperative, like you said, yes. To neutralize this so it doesn't continue to have power over people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's Operation Trust. It's this massive psyop that's being used against the American people. It's getting like half the population to just sit back and wait. I mean, there are a lot of good people that are still waiting for this Trust the Plan crap. And like
for people that don't know, tell them what Operation Trust was in Russia for people that aren't experts like you.
Well, yeah, it's a setup by the Russian government to ferret out and find those who were criticizing or resisting. That's what this is too, but it's even worse. It's a lullaby. It's meant to make you just go to sleep and wait. Just trust the plan, be the comfortable frog in the pot as we turn the heat up until it's too late. You can't do that. That's why that comes to me, that comes above any obligation as a journalist to protect confidential sources that are years and years old now. I think you should just release it. I really do.
Well, I just feel sorry for people because I have a responsibility to do this, and the Q people still infected with it are still mad at me that I told them in late 2017, hey, sources that started Q to be able to leak stuff and help the country say it's been co-opted, and we now know Jeffrey Epstein was running 4chan and 8chan and literally integrated, and so you asked me during the break, you said, well, was the person and group that recruited you from the White House, were they part of DisOver from the start, or did it get taken away from them? Well, they told me it got taken away. But now you read all the emails, that person is with him, basically setting it up from the beginning.
Well, it might be both. It might be that that person thought he was doing the right thing for the right reasons, but was also being captured and co-opted. This is the thing that's, like, look at Jared Kushner. Through Jared Kushner, I think the Zionists were already co-opting and subverting Trump from the very beginning through his son-in-law. And so these are big players. And, of course, he was right in bed with both Barr and also with Netanyahu, right?
And Trump knew to not have been involved in the campaign and claim he was done, but secretly he was bigger than ever. Now he's getting an island for $5 billion with all this Islamic money out of Saudi Arabia and UAE, and now there's an uprising in Albania about it. And then his wife brags that they've done this deal 2 years ago with the Rothschilds, and then they try to say it's a made-up story when they're the ones bragging about it, trying to get investment for it.
Right. So my point is that we live in the house of mirrors, and we have to presume that every institution, every person in our government is being subverted. Like Thomas Massie said, every member of Congress has an AIPAC handler, right? They have a handler. They have someone assigned to them. And so the same is true inside of Trump's administration. I think one of them is Kushner. I think Trump had his own snake inside his garden from the very beginning through Kushner. And so can he be redeemed? I think he can. But we have to be, be blunt about it with them. It's like, hey, you're being steered into not doing your duty as the president of the United States, not saving your own country.
What do you say? Because I usually predict things and understand how the public operates. But I noticed 2 weeks ago when Trump came out, and I knew he leaked it to Axios, which he later confirmed he's done other public statements to Axios now. They told Netanyahu, you're crazy. You shouldn't kill a whole building of people to get one bad guy. Israel's super unpopular and hated because of you. And that was Trump. So the usual suspects, the bots hit me and said I made it up. It wasn't true. But I also noticed as soon as Trump started to do that, I said, this is good. We should put pressure on Trump to off-ramp. And like half the commenters, which are important because that shows the bots, the control, manipulation of real people, were like, why are you on Trump's ding-dong? That was what they all said again. Why, you're done with Trump. You're not allowed to lobby him or put pressure. That's insane. The idea that if Democrats get back in, I'm going to put pressure against legislation on them. The idea that we disengage because we're mad at Trump, we get more engaged. They want us disengaged and to give up. But what is this new phenomenon, or maybe it's not new, Stuart, where we're bad if we're trying to put pressure on Trump. We're with Trump now. What the hell does that mean?
Well, yeah, they're trying to get you, like you just said, they're trying to get you to not pressure him and remind him of his duty. They want us to bail and not be engaged at all. So I think it's a mistake to do that. So we have to be engaged. But we can't do it, like I said, you have to walk that fine line. It's like President Trump, you're there for a purpose. This is your actual purpose. Get back to that purpose. You got to give him tough love. I still love the man, respect him because, because he fought so hard and he was targeted for a reason because he was standing up for us. But he has obviously now been co-opted and captured.
And let's be clear, we have the proof. He did so many good things, moved the needle so many places, that you can't deny that he was definitely an agent of good change overall until a year ago.
The first 3 months of his administration, this term was great. I think DOGE was fantastic. Obviously, setting us all free was fantastic. You know, his goals were fantastic. But he has been steered into turning on those goals, not releasing the Epstein files and fighting against it till he had to because it was run through Congress by Thomas Massie, declaring Thomas Massie a traitor, Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor, Lowen Boebert, all these staunch, the most America First consistent defenders of our Constitution are now being attacked by President Trump.
And calling, saying I'm low IQ and a bad person. And so throw your biggest supporters under the bus and then merge with Never Trumpers that hate your guts. Let's go to these calls, but I'll just say this in closing on these subjects. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I use the Bible analogy. I forget the exact, like the archangel and the devil fight over the body of Elijah or whatever. The political future of this, we need to be fighting over the future of this legacy and not just throw a fit and then just run off and not be engaged.
That's right.
That is a no-brainer. But I just continue to see this talking point that's clearly a mindless talking point. When I go, oh, good job, Trump. Kennedy, just took most of the childhood vaccines off the schedule. Great, we're getting, oh, God, you love Trump now. And I'm like, no, we're calling wins and losses. It's completely common sense. Let's go to phone calls. Thanks for holding. No Lock, you're really a saint for doing that. You're on the air on the West Awakening. Go ahead, No Lock.
Hey, so just real quick, I want to plug and let people know you're really crazy if you're not supporting Alex on the alexjonesstore.com and getting at least a subscription 30 days a month, $30 a month. The way I look at it, I'm giving you $1 a day for 3 hours of what you put on. And, I buy stuff in bulk. I just looked and I had $220 sitting in because you get $40 for the 30 you're spending. And I had $220 sitting around and I just made a couple other big orders. So please support Alex and keep him on. I do want to say, Alex, you've been making the mistake several times with the Book of Enoch. As an Orthodox Christian, there is truth in Enoch. If you want to know what the church has always believed about Enoch, go listen to Father Stephen DeYoung on Tucker Carlson. The reason Enoch is not included in the Bible is because it cannot be attributed specifically to Enoch.
No. I'm not a theologian, but I understand it is seen more as legend from the time as revealed word of God.
Correct, but there is truth in there. So there.
Yeah, because isn't a bunch of Enoch later quoted in parts of the Bible?
It's St. Peter quotes it, so does St. Jude. But Paul also quotes, quotes several pagans as well. They're not saying that this is 100% word of God, but it's that there is truth maintained in there because we have to stop putting today's society back in the Bronze Age. People weren't walking around with Bibles. It was oral tradition. It's the same reason why Jesus says, "My Lord, why have you forsaken me?" That's Psalm 22. He's not really saying God's forsaken him. That Psalm 22, everybody standing around the cross would have known because Psalms were sung inside of the temple, and they would have known, oh, he's singing Psalm 22, and that's where it talks about how the Messiah will be pierced for the transgression. So he's telling the Jews that are around that would have known this is going on right now.
Well, let me be clear. So I've done my studying, but I don't claim to be, you know, some theologian. I was bringing this up just to Stuart to say they have dug up scrolls around the world that match each other, both from the original Old and New Testament and books that were removed. I was just saying that's how we know it's accurate. Go ahead.
Well, we never removed any books. That was Protestantism. That's why we have a major issue with Protestantism that pulls books out. And Stuart, if you want to put your mind at ease, go look how the Greek Septuagint was. It literally means the 70. 70 specific Jewish men were asked by a king in Greece, and he separated the people and said, tell me what this book is saying. And they were literally identical. Everybody that was writing out the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses.
Well, that's what I was saying. Isn't it identical? Amazing that they dug up scrolls in Ethiopia that are just as old that match stuff dug up in Israel? That's pretty powerful.
100%. So, and I understand the skepticism, but like the historical information is there if you want to put your mind at ease. Now, I am very happy to see what's going on in Ireland. However, they're disarmed. Ireland is disarmed. So yes, there is an awakening to what's going on, but we have a different issue in the United States.
Well, hold on, let me stop you. You don't have the floor, but right. I'm not mad at you, but I'm not calling for violence. Because if you don't fix stuff peacefully, you'll never have the energy if we fail and go to the next level of violence. But let me tell you something. And I'm 52, and I used to be a lot tougher than I am now. I used to do cartwheels, okay, and done some ass kissing. I mean, ass kissing and ass kicking. The women ass kissing. The point is that with a ball peen hammer, I can get all the guns I want. Now, I get they're not trained. Most of them don't use a gun. That's the difference. But let me tell you something. I can get all the weapons I want with a hammer or a double-edged dagger. And I'm not saying we're going to go there, but if the Irish with gasoline and torches and hammers can take that whole country back if they take action, I'm not calling for that, but governments know that. Even when they stand up their robots, a pissed off majority or even irate minority cannot be stopped. I'll go back to you, No Lock, but I want Stuart Rhodes, who's more of a military expert than I am. Am I wrong here, Stuart?
No, and also don't forget the IR ever disarmed, ever. And if they can get guns, so can any Irishman. And in Ireland, you can have a double-barrel shotgun. I can do that. But
explain, with a hammer or a club, I can get all the guns I want.
Of course, yeah. And like I said, the Irishmen do have their double-barrel shotgun. Those work just fine, too. So, yes, they have absolutely the capacity. The men of Ireland have the capacity to take their island back, and I believe they should. And I believe they will have no choice but to do it. We have to just be blunt. There's no political solution for them. They have got.
You see these? I don't need a hammer. Stuart, explain to people. Right. We don't need hammers to get guns, do we? We have these.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're trained and competent, you can find a way. I mean, look at the ghetto resistance for the Warsaw Ghetto. They started out with a couple of handguns, and they just shot and killed Nazi officers and took their weapons. So it could be done, obviously. Yeah.
Sorry, go
Is
ahead.
Is it easier with your arm? Yes.
Yeah, but I'd rather the info war. No Lock, finish your point. Go ahead.
No, so I believe that the Irish can and will retake their country. My point is saying that they have a different threat over there in the sense that they literally have a conquering force in there that is destroying their – that is literally destroying
their
country.
Yeah, they're further into the being overrun.
Much further. We have a total – different issue going on over here. They don't have
– I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. We are being invaded also.
Yeah, but let me explain my point in the sense that if we ever had the issue that Ireland is dealing with, it's not going to fly. It may fly in New York. It ain't going to fly in Texas. It's not going to fly in Florida. And I don't want it to get there, but I'm a little more comfortable in that we have a much more resistance to that type of tyranny.
No, I hear you. Well, you said 10 minutes with you. We got to move on. Thanks for holding. I appreciate you.
It's already happening in Texas right now. Look what's happening in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You've got an invasion by the Indians, dot, not feather, and you got an invasion by the Muslims. They are taking over. It's a slower version of what's happening in Ireland, but not much slower.
And let's be clear, right here. The Indians, not against those people, but they're tribal. They only hire their own people. They take over. In our open society, it will destroy us at this level. And the Muslims are even worse. It's just a fact. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller who's been holding the longest here. David in California, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
Thank you. Alex, like you, I'm a very good researcher, and I always show the proof when I say something. So I'm going to give this now, and then I will say some things about it. TASA stands for the American State Assemblies. So that's TASA.AmericanStateNationals.org. It's a Federation of States, which is the Union of States educational website. Another one is ClaimYourInheritance.info, which condenses the information for those who can be overwhelmed by too much at first. And then there's Paul Stramer, PaulStramer.net, who publishes all of the international public notices put out by the Federation of States. So my political status is Californian because the 50 states are sovereign nations and our identity is actually associated with the state we were born on. The states joined together in a union and hired foreign subcontractors to provide us with limited governmental services and were placed in Washington, D.C. to carry out their contracts or constitution.
By the way, I'm not saying this is all patriot mythology. A lot of part of this is true, but where are you going with this?
Well, let me finish this out. It's only a couple minutes, and then you'll know. I'm not a federal citizen. The only way to run this country is as Americans telling these federal subcontractors what to do.
Do you know what force majeure is? Or force? I mean, literally, this is tyranny. And there is different corporations and stuff. Some of that's true, but they don't care.
Okay. Well, they don't. You know why they don't listen to us? Because Britain tricked us into changing our political status from that as an American state national to a federal citizen, which took away our American political status and left us with no standing.
No, you're right, and that's the amendment 1913 to have the senators not be appointed by the legislature and go up there. And I mean, all that's true, so what do we do?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to tell you here. So we don't have anything to say about America's governance because of that problem. So the 50 states are in session now and are constantly infiltrated by the FBI because the real American government is the globalist's biggest enemy. We kick them out when discovered, and they never arrest us because we have the standing as the real American government.
But see, you talk about this hypothetical stuff when we can't even get the public to rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Stuart, you want to comment to this guy?
The thing is,
I'll just tell you, as a former political prisoner, I don't believe there was any way for me to get out of prison by evoking the right whatever magic formula in paper. And I know Paul Stramer. He used to be our communications guy for Oath Keepers in Montana, a good man. But no, I don't believe in any kind of papers, a legalistic solution. Like
it's true they put false corporate maritime law, administrative law over us, but then a lot of the stuff theories are not even real information. The point is they don't follow that. It's the rule of the gun, right, Stuart?
Yeah, they're not going to let you out because a federal judge won't let you out. He doesn't give a damn what arguments you make.
Those yeah, these Article 3 judges ignore the president. You think they're going to listen to you? And I just...
I understand. I mean, if you want to use that as a way to attack the credibility of the corrupt system, fine. But you're not going to get a magic solution through any kind of legalism. I just don't believe it. Like I said, I went through 3 years of friggin' hell as a political prisoner. I don't believe there's some kind of magic formula. Are you trying to tell me I could have got out of prison if I'd have done it the right way? You know, are you really trying to tell me that?
Man, I've been on air 32 years, involved almost 40, and I just always, they all debate and fight with each other. They all got another secret formula, and a lot of what they say is true about the system being a fraud, but it's all about guns and weapons and ideas. And
it comes down to credibility. It comes down to credibility.
For 800 years, I've trained Jedi. My own counsel will I keep. We'll be right back. Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I raised that point. I'd say, oh, not good. I didn't plug. It's bad. I didn't plug. But I didn't want to interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it. So we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. and the products really work, because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away, so you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this. For others that don't, iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person. And your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grubb, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so there's a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah, Naval Intelligence set up Q. I'll be exposing it tomorrow. Not bad. I just want everybody to know the truth. You want tomorrow's news today? You're going to get it right here at AlexJonesLive.com. And this song says it all for the sovereign citizen movement. Much of what you say is true. And because you don't comply, you get left alone. But don't think you got the magic keys up against the tyranny. Because at the end of the day, it's all about will. It's all about musket balls. It's all about swords. It's all about will. All the little girls filling up the world today. With the good comes the bad, the bad. And if you just hide out and file paperwork, we ain't going nowhere. We got to do it all. What are you going to do when you're staring at a mic like a gun in your grill? It's a rap from these critics. Do we always gotta cry? Do we always gotta live inside a lie? Life's just a blight, just us moving really fast. Better stay on top of life, I'll kick you in the ass. Follow me into a solo. Remember that, kid? So what you wanna do? And where you gonna run when you're staring down the cable of a mic pointed at your grill like a gun? The biscuit is rocking.
a set. It's like Russian roulette when you're placing your bet. So don't be upset when you're broke and you're done, cause I'ma be the one till I jet. I'ma be the one till I jet. I know why you wanna hate me.
I know why you wanna hate me. I want to tell my enemies something, because they always threaten me on a routine basis, different ways. You know we're the mafia. You know we can kill you. You know we're going to debank you. You know we're going to keep coming after you. And I'm like, why do you think I signed up for this fight, bitch? 30-plus years ago, I'm ready to die for this. I expect to already be dead. I don't want to die, but I'm committed. So all your threats mean nothing, as if I didn't already know. As if I didn't know who you are. Listen to it. And now you want to hate me. I can only bet on humanity, because God made us. And the Holy Spirit makes me feel good when I fight you. And I do it because it makes me feel good.
Does anybody really know the secret?
Makes you feel strong.
It's a combination for this life.
Makes you feel completed.
It's kinda sad when you don't know.
I'm on a drug.
But
it's called freedom. I'm an addict.
I'm an idiot. A loser.
A microphone abuser.
I analyze every second I exist. Beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run.
Life's a lesson. You learn it when you're through. It's all a big test. Stuart Rhodes, not bashing the sovereign citizen guy, because a lot of the information is true, but the fact that they think it's all working for them until it doesn't is because they've stayed off the radar. With AI coming in, that's not the case, is it?
Well, like I said, I know Paul Stramer. He's a good man. He was our communications man for Oath Keepers National when I lived in Montana. Great guy. But yeah, I just don't believe in legalistic or paper solutions. It's just not going to happen. And so, yes, when you wind up in prison, you're not going to be able to get out of there if you're some kind of magic evocation of the right status. It's just not going to happen. So that's, you know, just sad but true. But like I said, credibility is a coin of the realm. You can attack their credibility. And I think more of you do that with real stuff, the better. And I'm not the one to say that they're not right about some things, but you use that to attack the credibility of the corrupt system. But then you got to give people an actual solution to get out of it. And you're not going to get through paper solutions.
This won't happen today because the show's over in 22 minutes. And then Rex Jones, my son, because Harrison's on vacation, did a great Joe Kent interview last week. He's coming in to host. So look for that today on the War Room. Please join us for that. Find the feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live. Look, it's all about ideology. It's all about educating the public. Thomas Jefferson said, if you educate the public about liberty and freedom, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn, or the mist at dawn. Phantoms in the mist at dawn. It's the exact quote, I think. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not poo-pooing the sovereign citizens. They just always harp on that and say you shouldn't do anything else but that. And I just know too much about it. I've studied it. I've watched it. I've seen it unfold. But we I don't think we'll get the Irish calls because the phones were loaded. But tomorrow I will start out with phone calls from Ireland, from England, from Scotland on the big awakening that's happening there. Let's go back to phone calls here. Holding the longest would be Will in Wisconsin on Google releasing, it was 32 million, now it's 64 million GMO mosquitoes. Can't wait to get Stuart's take on this. Will in Wisconsin, thanks for calling.
Hey, just a quick comment on what you were talking about before with Belfast and here in America. I think it's just part of what we discussed before, the rewilding after we've been so domesticated, and it's a process. But regarding the mosquitoes, I don't know. Did you see the method for these Google gay mosquitoes on how they're what they're putting in the mosquitoes? Did you see what they're putting in?
Yeah, they put a bacteria that sterilizes basically anything it comes in contact with. And I didn't want to report this yet, but I'm doing studies right now, looking at all the studies on if this mosquito bites you and puts a bacteria into you, does it reduce fertility in mammals?
Exactly. Yeah, I thought that was an important point, that like the male mosquito has sterilizing bacteria, then it gives it to the female, and they haven't said like, okay, the females are the ones that do the biting. If that's going to then transfer over to humans or animals.
Well, it does, because the proboscis injects
exactly,
about a third as much blood as they suck of the enzyme that liquefies the platelets, and so a lot of what the mosquito puts in you stays in you. So the mosquito is a perfect vector to deliver bioweapons. That's certified. Go ahead.
Yep. And you were talking about that with the saliva they inject in. It's probably going to have the bacteria in it, you know, and it's part of the greater attack on the U.S. But a quick question for you and Stuart, and it's kind of a meta question, but I think it's very important because it's overarching, which is, can you explain like a brief step-by-step process on how to fight against evil and lay siege on the devil and fight back?
I would say first call on God to lead, guide, and direct you, because we can't do this without God. God is everything. First, just pray to God to lead, guide, and direct you, and just to give you the steps you need to do. It'll start small in my experience, and then if you have success, build on it. Stuart, what is the process of someone that wants to get engaged? That's a big question.
Well, I think we have to go back to, you know, Christ said, truth will set you free, and also something that Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. He said in the Gulag Archipelago and afterwards, he said, and you know, he wrote an essay on it called Live Not by Lies. The most important thing is to not participate in lies. That's why I refused to participate in a lie by taking a plea deal when I was a political prisoner. We all have to draw that line in the sand that you will not participate in a lie. Like, I can't participate in a lie. That somehow, as a Christian, I'm obligated to do whatever the Israeli government wants. That's a friggin' lie. And I have a responsibility to call it out, no matter what it might cost me. That's the first step, is do not participate in lies. Then the next step is...
And by
is
the way, you prove that, because I know they came to a bunch of people, they knew you wouldn't do it, but they went to Enrique, everybody, and said, just say Trump sent you and we'll let you out. I mean, you are literally a hero. I'm not kissing your ass. That literally did not... You're facing decades in prison. You told them F you. That's incredible, Stuart. You're battle hardened. You're proven. You're tested.
Well, not just me, my co-defendants also, and like with the Proud Boys, Ricky Chario, Joe Biggs.
I noticed they couldn't get one of you guys to turn. That is congratulations.
Well, there were some that did. We had two Oath Keepers that took a deal. You know, Josh James and Todd Wilson. They dishonored themselves. Two combat vets. So, but my point is that every person has to make that decision. You have got to recommit yourself that I'm not going to live by lies.
What was it like in those horrible jail cells? I know you probably never even questioned it, but what was it like when you were making the decision? Because I remember you got a few calls in, they banned you from the air. When you were like, we're going to win, Trump's going to get back in, I'll be released. You predicted it all.
Right. Well, I mean, I made a decision early on that there's no way, because I, as a military veteran, I saw myself as a political, as a prisoner of war by the domestic enemies of the Constitution. So I was not going to cooperate with the enemy. So, but they were trying to, that's why they put us in solitary confinement. I was in there for about a year and a half. They're trying to coerce us into going along with a lie. Like
I was in solitary for 1 week for a guy attacking me to put him in the hospital. It was horrible. How did you, a year and a half, people that don't know, that is serious torture.
Well, like I said, I have the reference point of being a veteran and also from military family. I also knew that this was nothing compared to what, you know, my grandfather went through, or my great uncles who fought in World War II across the Pacific. So I knew whatever I'm going through ain't crap compared to what they went through or what other POWs went through throughout the history of this country. And so I kept myself from feeling sorry for myself. And also as a Christian, I kept the story of Joseph in mind. You know, being sold into slavery by his brothers and being persecuted and falsely accused by his master's wife and thrown in prison. That in the end, what man means for evil, God will use for good. So I think that's what helped me. But you have to have a decision in your head. That was Alexander Solzhenitsyn's point in his essay. And you can find it online. It's only 2 pages long, Live Not by Lies. He said, that's the first line of resistance. Don't participate in a lie. The lie is being told at a meeting you're at, get up and walk out, because your participation helps let the lie live on. Like Ron Paul said, you know, truth is treason in an empire of lies. So you must speak the truth, even if it costs you. They will consider you a traitor. That's why Thomas Massie was demonized by President Trump and turned against him, because he was speaking the truth, that President Trump has walked away from his own campaign promises. So it wasn't Massie that became a traitor. Frankly, President Trump is the one who went back on his promises, not Thomas Massie. So as an example, so each one of us has to make that decision to not participate in lies. And then the next one is to speak the truth. You know the truth. You must speak it. You must, whatever it might cost you, you've got to stand up and speak it out.
Beautifully said. Let's take a few final calls. You got to come back soon. By the way, Harrison's out for a week, and Rex is going to do a great job, so is Rob Dude. But I would love, since we got a hold of you, you're usually very easy to get a hold of, ever asked you in a break where you've been at, we'd love for you to come down to Austin and host one of the shows the next week, maybe even my show.
Let's do it.
Because I got a lot of legal stuff to do behind the scenes. We're having some victories. I don't want to get into that yet. Fantastic. But let me put the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote up. Thank you. We'll do it. We'll talk then before the show ends. Let's put up on screen Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It's in the Ural Archipelago. You got to read the whole book. But the rules are simple. They lie to us. We know they're lying. They know they're lying, but they keep lying to us. We keep pretending to believe them. Now, that's a shorter quote, guys. I want the full quote because it's this game they play. They know it's a lie. They know we know, but they're acting like it's real for everybody else that's watching.
Right. And if you submit to that and repeat the lie and recognize it as being real when you know it's not, you are helping it live on.
Here's the full quote. We know that they are lying. They know they're lying. They even know that we know they're lying. We also know that they know that they know they're lying too. They, of course, know that we are certainly know that they know we know they're lying too as well, but they are still lying. In our country, the lie has become not just moral category, but the pillar of industry of the country. Let's go to another caller. Who's been holding the longest here? Chris in Washington. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oakkeepers. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. The Constitution spells it out, but it doesn't tell us how. We've got the midterms coming up. There's just enough time between now and the midterms to promote a no-confidence vote. Okay? Too big to rig. Okay? We'll trade Trump, throw him out in order to get the Democrats to vote no-confidence. We're sick of this corrupt government. This midterm, okay, we promote no confidence vote. Everybody votes no confidence. Trump gets fired. His corrupt cabinet gets kicked to the curb. Vance has got 3 months to redo the elections with no, what do you call them?
I noticed okay? There's themes. I'm not putting you down, but like callers with like kind of magic stuff. If you do it right, no confidence in a ballot. Oh, explain it to me. No confidence in a ballot, they just ignore that vote. Well, how does this work?
Okay, if they ignore the vote, they get violence. That's clear as day. That's written in the Constitution.
Oh, explain to me what a no-confidence vote means. I'm just trying to understand this.
Okay, the no-confidence vote means the government's infected. It's corrupted. It's not serving we, the people. Okay? Trump's infected. He's not coming back. Okay?
I'm missing this. So you vote that, and then you don't get a Republican vote? I think you should look at each candidate and support good Republican candidates. I don't agree with Nick Fuentes, vote Democrat. Or what are you saying?
Slow down, okay? It's too big to rig, okay? Everybody is sick of this. Everybody who votes, it should be easy. You say to the Democrats, we'll fire Trump right away if you vote no confidence. No confidence means you don't vote for anybody else. You vote for no confidence. No confidence will fire Trump, kick his crooked cabinet to the curb, and all of Congress. They're all.
Thanks for the call. People are really pissed off that we're getting some of these interesting magic callers today. Stuart, I don't really mean to the guy, but he couldn't. What is this?
I think what he's trying to say is he wants Trump impeached and removed from office.
So then you vote Democrat. That's Nick Fuentes' view. So the no confidence vote is right. Democrats. Well, then war game that.
No, then you get J.D. Vance, and he's Peter Thiel's boy. So that's from the frying pan into the fire. I don't trust J.D. Vance at all. I don't, and he speaks. He's smart. He'll go and pray at the church at the sepulcher there in Jerusalem. But in the past, he kissed the wall too. I don't trust him either. I just don't. And I know that Peter Thiel was his mentor. That's who created him and crafted him and put him in the Senate. So no, I don't trust J.D. Vance at all.
Well, Stuart, we should do a stunt. It's not a stunt. It's true. And I had family in the Texas Revolution. You and I should go to the Alamo, shoot a video, and we should kiss the wall there about sacrifice Amen. For a greater ideal.
Go pray there. I went and prayed at the wall. You can't touch it because it's an old limestone wall. Out of respect for it, I didn't touch it. But I did pray at the wall. But yeah, let's go do that, Alex. We should do that. I believe every American should do that, whether it's Independence Hall or Lexington Green. Go find an American landmark that means something to us, to this country, and our Christian heritage and go show your loyalty by going there and saying a prayer for this country. Don't go to some foreign country. It's a barracks wall for the Romans anyway. It wasn't even part of the original temple. Like Christ said, not one stone will be standing on upon another. That temple's gone. So what are you going to pray at?
Yeah, another thing is Israel. It's just, why is that the new thing? I agree. People should go, they're not stop us. We'll go right up to the Alamo. You know, they didn't allow any political speeches. It was just a warehouse before. Daughters of the Republic of Texas took it over in the 50s. They reopened it as a shrine, and no one had a political rally there until whoever the Texas administration was. They said, we're having a rally, invited me there. First political speech at the Alamo since it got destroyed by the Mexicans. That was cool to be there. And so we should go down there, and we should, you know, pray for the future and the spirit of Texas and America to come back into America and just try to reconnect with Colonel Travis and Jim Bowie and the rest of the folks that Davy Crockett that died there. Kevin in West Virginia, you're on there with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. You guys were talking about something going on with the election system. You know, Massey lost, Graham won. You know, I think I've figured it out. You know, the main reason we went into Venezuela, I think, is because of the source code that Gary Burns broke to the White House about the entire election fraud system. And I think that's why Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin said that they are MAGA now, because they made the announcement that they have the source code. And the elections...
Let me just say I agree with you. I was talking to the crew this morning, and it goes, it looks like the Trump admin isn't going to stop the election fraud. They're now going to use the keys to it for themselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think. I think it's why Thomas Massey lost $30 million spent. I think. That's
well, I mean, the polls all showed Lynch 4 points behind, and then he wins by 20 plus. Stuart, what do you make of this South Carolina Senate race, primary race?
Well, I think it's once again an indication. I mean, look at the governor race here in Texas. There's no way Doc Pete Chambers only got what 10% of the vote. That's just nonsense. So I think the corrupt system wants it this way. It's this way because they want it this way. Mass mail-in ballots is one massive problem, but so are the machines. Any machine can be corrupt. It's been
and by the way,
over
I haven't even
again.
Mentioned this yet. Colony Ridge sued me when I only covered Ken Paxton's report and what they settled to. They sued me and Doc Chambers for that interview. Did you know that?
Yes, I know. Right. So hopefully Doc and you guys can both use that for that discovery to expose the truth about them. So yeah, the machine loves it the way it is. This is the problem that people have to realize. We have a corrupt system. 99% of them are corrupt and sold out. They're traitors to our country on both sides. And so we have to just recognize reality. And the only place you're going to be able to win is with paper ballots at the local county level. Like I think here in Texas, we have several counties that are fighting to get paper ballots. A couple have been so successful. I think Gillespie County is one of them that actually has paper ballots. So that's the actual fight. If you don't have
that's right.
Balance,
it's a process. We don't win the first time. It's battle after battle, but we are overall turning the tide. Lee in Kansas. Right. Thank Kevin. Lee in Kansas, last caller. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is for Stuart. Stuart, I used to work for the government, and I know the fact that the Democratic National Committee set you guys up because I was there as they planned it in New Hampshire. So what I'd like to know is your thoughts on the fact that you guys were set up. They were they put in all of those federal agents to act as agitators for the crowd. It got you guys all riled up and sent everybody towards
the
Capitol.
I was there. I said it was like a setup. I said it was a setup during it.
Yeah, no, beyond a doubt. Go ahead.
No, my question is how do you feel about that? You know, that a political party is setting up the Americans in such a way. They planned this out over a three-day event, and I even tried to talk some reason into them and was punished for my efforts.
Well, tell us more about this. What were they saying behind the scenes?
That they were setting this up to draw away a lot of attention from all of the rioting that was going on in other places like Minneapolis, and they wanted to cover the fact that they were rigging the election.
Well, Pelosi's daughter on video bragged in her documentary that they were doing that.
Who were you working for, if you don't mind me asking? What position did you hold?
For the Navy at the time.
Man, I would love to, I'm sure Alex agrees, we'd love to talk to you off air after this, for sure.
Yeah, Stuart, how does Lee email you?
You can email me at my personal email, you can go to realstuartrhodes at gmail.com. Email me there.
Realstuartrhodes at gmail.com. Got it.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
We're almost out of time, but how obvious were they? Because we know they sent feds in. I was there that day.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No, I mean, it was a massive entrapment operation. You had a legitimate righteous protest against a stolen election. Like you said, they pulled a coup. They were committing, gross insurrection all over the country. But to distract from what they were doing, they created their Reichstag fire moment. They manipulated people to go into the Capitol that were unwitting, didn't realize with how they're being used, and people just walking in with cops, high-fiving and shaking their hands, and later they're all indicted. He's exactly right. So there were provocateurs. We now know that. We need to push on that. We need to push that thread. The FBI needs to be pressured. I think I could tell the traitor, but pressure them to release as much information as we can possibly get out about how they were involved. But it's not just the Democrats. It's the deep state. It's the CIA. It's the FBI. It is the deep state in both parties. That's who set us up on January the 6th. But he's right. It was a
setup. But I want to go back to the caller, and then you got Stuart's email. I mean, were they very specific, or were they just say, oh, we're about to set them up, or what did they say?
Oh, no, they knew they were setting this all up, and it was to create a scene. They wanted to make it so bad that they had all of this evidence and ammunition to take all of these people, like Stuart Rhodes, arrest them, prosecute them, and throw them behind bars for as long as they could.
All right, well, contact Stuart. Like, Stuart.
Ray Epps.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You need to look into Ray Epps. He may have testified in front of Congress, but he was never arrested. And there is a ton of evidence, even online, that he was in.
And they did a fake indictment. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. Stuart, oakkeepers.info. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to call you later about the times, whenever you want to come down here to Austin. We'll give you some times. We'll call you the next 30 minutes. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. My son, Rex Jones, been on air here off and on since he was 10 years old. He's 23 now. He's about to take over to the War Room while Harris is on vacation. Big guest analysis, you name it. Neocon Triumph in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Vector, and what it means for the rest of us. The war that never stopped, started again. Iran war explodes. Taking calls from both South Carolina and the UK, as well as people in the Middle East, to get a geopolitical view, which the phones will be open down for the UK, so get ready. Special guest, congressional candidate Jose Vega. Look for that with Rex Jones, my only son, firstborn. He's about to take over right now. And remember, the very best supplements, the best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. We're funded by you. This dog hunts because of you. They had a limited run of the highest quality gravity fit filter, the best stainless steel, the best filter. It's selling out today. You can pre-order for the rest. More is coming in 2 weeks. This is amazing. It's so important for your family and your health, and it funds the operation. Get your 3-gallon tank, stainless steel, water filtration, highest quality right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And Live Force, 50% off. Big sales about to end. These are about to sell out right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Whatever you do, share the live feeds now for Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive.
Then at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat! If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyers' attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.